You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty.
Working 9 to 5.
Well, it's time to hear theater talk, and joining me now is David Kiley with Encore Michigan to talk about some new performances around the state. We just heard the theme from 9 to 5. I guess that's a good place to start, right? It's one of the musical openings, I understand.
That's right. It's one of two, one of three musical openings we have. This is at the Encore Musical Theater in Dexter. We'll be seeing 9 to 5, which opened this past Friday. And this is based, of course, on the film of the same name that starred Jane Fonda, Dolly Parton, and Lily Tomlin. It's a very popular musical about the women in an office who are dealing with a really lecherous boss. And they are unsuccessful in poisoning him. But he finds out that they tried, and before he can turn anyone in, he gets tied up and held captive until the ladies can figure out what to do with him.
Mayhem ensues. Yes. So what's the second one? Or you said three, right?
Yes. At the Barn Theater in Augusta, which is a summer theater, we have Newsies opening this week. And it's a wonderful show about the newsboy strike in 1899, New York City. And it actually opens this evening. It's got great tunes, like one I'm particularly fond of called Seize the Day, and another one is called Brooklyn's Here. And young folks especially like this show, so it's really great for the whole family.
Let's talk about the Michigan Shakespeare Festival. It was in Jackson, and it's moved now.
That's right. They are having a wonderful season, the Shakespeare Festival. They're doing Julius Caesar, Taming of the Shrew, and they're doing Chekhov's Seagull.
And this is all happening at the Village Theater in Canton, right?
Correct, yeah. Starting last year, they sort of broke up the season, so they've been at Jackson Community College, and now they have moved to another great venue, the Village Theater in Canton. I can't recommend these shows enough. Julius Caesar, for example, was one of the best productions I've ever seen. And I think teenagers, this is, as the father of a teenager, I want to say this, that he saw it this past weekend and he loved it. They've done these plays in such a way that's so accessible for everybody, including, I want to say, some of your recalcitrant teens who are a little reluctant to see Shakespeare, I think will love these shows.
I understand in Julius Caesar, it's kind of like the Romeo and Juliet film that we saw a few years ago. The swords turned into a 45 caliber pistol, and you've got AK-47s?
Yes, in Act Two of Julius Caesar, there's blood and togas in the first act, and in the second act, there's fatigues and AK-47s and a lot of cool gunplay on stage.
Of course, because AK-47s were so common in Elizabethan.
Well, it's a modern update and a very effective one. I'm sometimes a little hard on modern updates of Shakespeare, but this one was terrific.
All right, let's go to Grand Rapids, Pigeon Creek Theater Company.
This is an excellent company, and they're doing a seldom performed Shakespeare play called Cymbeline, also known sometimes as Cymbeline, King of Britain. It's a play often listed as a tragedy, but it's really more of a romance, and it has some light moments. The play's about early Celtic British rule. And this is one of those plays that has a really passionate following among performers and some audience members and some scholars. Some reviewers over the years have kind of said it's a little bit of a meh play of Shakespeare's, but I don't think so at all. And they're doing something wonderful with it, and it will play at the Dog Story Theater in Grand Rapids to start, and then it moves around. Come to Encore Michigan, and you'll be able to see where the performances are near you.
Your website, and that is?
EncoreMichigan.com.
So I'd say Shakespeare on a meh day is probably better than most of what we see out there. Right. Let's move on now to the Waterford Township Monster Box Theater. What are they doing?
Well, they're doing a really interesting play called Now Hear This. And it's kind of a sequel to a play called Title of Show. And it's written by the same authors and same characters. This is a musical also. Follows the evolution and adventures of four friends in a natural history museum. And they journey through time from present-day museum to the past and back again. It's a play that tackles really serious issues, but with quirky humor, energy, kind of a meaning-of-life show. Terrific musical score. And it really ranges from touching to funny. And it's a minimal set, which is kind of cool. It's really just the actors and a video screen because they're play around with some projection. And in one song, there's four rolling chairs. And that's it for the set. But I think people will really like this. It's funny. It's musical. And Monster Box up in Waterford is doing some really nice work.
Let's go to Coldwater. I didn't even know about the Tibbetts Theater in Coldwater.
Well, it's a historic opera house, a wonderful venue. And they have a show called The Fox on the Fairway. And it's a comedy that takes place at a private country club. You don't have to have a 5 handicap to appreciate it, believe me. I don't play golf very often, but this is a very nice show. And very accessible to everyone. Kind of light comedy for the summer, which is what you want to do in August, especially if you've seen a couple of Shakespeare tragedies. You want to go to Coldwater and see a nice light comedy.
Finally, you've got an awards ceremony coming up.
Yes, the Wild Awards. Some people might call them the Michigan Tonys. And Encore Michigan does this show every year where we reward and award the best performances and the best artists of the previous season. It's August 28th at the Berman Center for Performing Arts in West Bloomfield. And it's open to the public. And we have some of the best talents in Michigan will be performing. You can find all the details at EncoreMichigan.com. August 28th, there's a link to buy tickets. It's a very reasonably priced ticket for all the entertainment we're packing in that night. And as I say, the public is welcome.
That is David Kiley with Encore Michigan. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much, Lester.